name is Chuck Grissom, G-R-I-S-S-O-M.
And the year you were born?
1949.
Okay, so describe, you know, growing up, first you joined the Marines.
Right.
What was behind that?
The challenge.
The challenge.
Right.
So how old were you when you did that?
18.
And did you graduate high school? Or you
came
out. So you left high school. You wanted the challenge of the Marines.
Right.
And tell me a little bit about that experience joining the Marines.
Well, you learned to do everything you couldn't possibly do. Mm-hmm.
So how long were you in the Marines for?
4 years and 4 days.
Okay. And what years were those?
68, 69, 70, and 71.
Okay. So were you,
Vietnam.
And talk a little bit about that experience during those years.
Well, I was really all about, you know, doing my part.
Right.
I figured I couldn't do enough.
So you weren't drafted either?
No.
And if you could talk about the, you know, you must have known a lot of people who were being drafted.
Oh, yeah. At that time, you know, you go in service or go to college. Mm-hmm. And I figured college was kind of out of the question for me right then.
Right.
So I decided to go get hooked up with the military.
And what kind of service were you involved in? Were you infantry or?
Communications.
Okay. So overall, I mean, what was your experience like after, I mean, how many years were you over in Vietnam?
4 years.
All 4 years.
Like the whole time.
And then coming back out of that, what did you do when the war ended and you came back and, you know?
I had my job at Chrysler to go back to.
I see.
I worked at Chrysler Corporation in Detroit.
Mm-hmm.
And I had that, you know, job to go back to.
Did you have that job before you joined the Marines?
Yes.
What kind of work did you do?
His factory work.
Just basic automotive assembly line type thing. And so you went back to Detroit and they, you know, you were able to get your job back?
Right.
Were you a part of a union?
Yes.
Which, what union were you a part of?
UAW.
Can you talk a little bit more about, I'm interested in that part of your life as well. What was that like being in a union in Detroit in 1972?
Well, I never really thought of it that much as you joined the union or you didn't have a job. You know, it's just that simple.
Right.
You didn't have a vote in the deal.
So it's kind of mandatory.
Yes.
And what was the industry like at that time? I mean, it wasn't what it used to be.
No, it had changed quite a bit. You know, and I kept, you know, we made pretty good money, but it was never enough. You know, a lot of the guys, they always wanted more money. And I was like, you guys are going to make a mistake. It's going to come back and bite you on the butt, you know, because the industry can only handle so much, you know, money.
Right. So you're talking about the unions were pushing for higher wages.
Right.
And how long did you do that work in Detroit?
About 12 years.
It's a long time.
Yeah.
So you came out of the Marines, 12 years of working in Detroit. I mean, did you settle in there? Or did you feel like this was a long-term thing for you at that point?
It was kind of a plan on my part. Yeah, I figured get my job and get my job, you know, tied in.
Mm-hmm. And did you purchase a home?
Oh yeah.
What was Detroit like at that time?
Nice at the time, you know. The crime wasn't too bad, you know.
Mm-hmm. So most of the people you worked with, did you live in similar neighborhoods, or was it, you know, were you dispersed, or?
No, it was pretty much dispersed.
Yeah. And the people you worked with, had they been working there for a long time?
Oh yeah, most of them got out of school and came to work in the factory.
How was it that you were able to get your job back after leaving for the war?
when I belonged to the union, and that was one of the deals they had. You know, you get your job back
if you go over. It was, you knew that you had a job waiting right. for you back home. Was that tough to leave that job when you joined Marines?
Not really.
No. Did a lot of other people you were working with join or get drafted?
Well, I was the only one that joined the Marine Corps. Mm-hmm.
And nobody else?
No.
No.
They were all in the Army and, you know.
Oh, okay.
That sort of thing.
Right.